Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Earlier today, we discussed the repo market showing signs of weakness again from the standpoint of some of these repo transactions are starting to fail at a much higher rate than normal. We call them the repo fails. So why would a repo transaction fail? Like, that's the question we have to start with. And to get some insights there, let's go to this recent episode from Emil and our good friend Jeff Snyder on their YouTube channel. And we're just going to listen to about a minute or two of Jeff describing it. And then I'm going to try to describe it in English after Jeff describes it. Because it's really important that you guys realize that these repo fails are spiking, first and foremost. But then realize why they could be spiking to determine if this is something that you should really, I don't want to say worry about, but be concerned with and maybe set up your portfolio. I guess you could take this information along with everything else that's going on and set up your portfolio appropriately. I wouldn't just look at this as an isolated instance and then use that as the only data point to do XYZ to your portfolio. I think it's this in combination with everything else that we're seeing happening in markets today. So let's get over to this video from Jeff and Emil. And let's turn up the volume here. Yeah, okay, cool.
A very easy time securing some kind of loan. If I have a much riskier security and I want to pledge that as collateral, I'm not going to get as favorable terms pledging that as collateral. So I have every incentive to try to make my risky collateral into not risky collateral. And there's any number of ways you can do that, including going to a major dealer and saying, I have XYZ risky collateral. I want to trade it for a treasury. Can we swap collateral for collateral? And so you can have a collateralized arrangement where I'm putting up a junk form of collateral and getting in return, I'm borrowing a good form of collateral that I can then reuse in the repo market to borrow cash under the most favorable terms. And it could be at times where I've borrowed this treasury from a dealer, I don't want to give the treasury back. And so that could lead to what's called a fail. At the end of this transaction, this security transaction, this securities lending transaction, if the trade does not unwind in the way it's supposed to, that leads to what's called a repo fail or just a fail.
There we go, guys. So basically what happens is you're a player in the repo market, and you're a hedge fund, you're a pension fund, you are someone, some entity that is needing liquidity. So what you do is you've got some assets on your balance sheet that you could use as collateral, let's say a mortgage-backed security. But you know that if you pledge this as collateral, you're not going to get a very good interest rate. We look at the prevailing rate in the repo market, and we assume that that's just the rate, as though every single person got that rate. And it's not the way it works. In repo, what happens is there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of transactions potentially per day. And each one of those transactions can have a completely different interest rate. And then what they do is they average it out and then they say, okay, here's today's repo rate. But it's just an average of thousands potentially of thousands of these transactions. I'm not sure how many there are, but I would assume there's definitely thousands of them for sure, because there's, you know, $4 trillion of repo transactions sometimes in a day. So whether that's, you know, 5,000, 50,000, I'm not sure, but you've got a lot of these transactions going back and forth. That's my point. And a lot of them can have different rates of interest based on the collateral. So Jeff is saying, then it makes sense. You've got mortgage-backed securities. You're like, I'm going to get a bad interest rate if I pledge this collateral. So what I want to do is take my garbage collateral and I want to go to a dealer and I want to say, hey, take this garbage collateral and let me borrow some pristine collateral, a T-bill, on-the-run T-bill, because I know I'm going to get a much lower interest rate. And the dealer says, okay, fine, we'll give it to you. And then what happens when the transaction's done, the repo transaction's done, they don't give back the original collateral that they borrowed. And that's when you get a repo fail. So why would they not give back the collateral? Because it goes back to what I say over and over and over again, counterparty risk. So what happens is the entities that borrow the good collateral over the last week or so, they look at what's happening in Russia, in Ukraine. They look at what's happening with the oil price, what's happening with the gold price, what's happening with the yield curve, the uncertainty from a standpoint of geopolitics. And they're saying, whoa, no. Sorry, guys. I know I gave you my word that we'd trade back this good collateral for my crappy collateral. But listen, I've got to protect my own balance sheet first and foremost. So sorry, but I'm not giving you the good collateral back. And then the transaction fails. And that's a repo fail.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
Now, I'm not sure whether it comes in the form of the repo transaction failing because they're not giving back the original collateral, or the original collateral swap was technically a repo fail and it's showing up. I that's what I would guess, is that the initial transaction, even though it wasn't collateral for cash, it was collateral for collateral. It, since it was done with a primary dealer bank, it's showing up as a repo fail. And keep in mind, another thing that they said throughout this video is that when you're looking at the repo fails, even that chart that Jeff showed earlier, that I showed on an earlier video, that's just what the Fed knows about. So there's tons of repo transactions that are happening in the shadows, just bank to bank. And the Fed doesn't know about them if they're not, if a counterparty involved isn't one of the primary dealer banks or primary dealers under the Fed's umbrella. And I think there's maybe 40 or 42 of them. So again, just so we're all clear here, if a transaction occurs with one of those, let's say 40 banks under the Fed's umbrella, then the Fed has data on that transaction. But if it happens outside of one of those banks, then the Fed doesn't have any data. Who knows how many repo transactions, how many repo fails there could be. So I would guess that since the way he described it, since the original transaction with the primary dealer is collateral for collateral, when the borrower of the good collateral for the garbage collateral doesn't give back the good collateral, then that would constitute a repo fail. And so again, why are they not giving back the good collateral? That's really the bottom line here, is because they see so much risk in the system that they're going to protect their own hide. They're going to protect their own balance sheet above and beyond keeping their word to the primary dealer or the primary dealer bank. And that's when the repo fails spike. So the whole point here is that when repo fails spike, that is the marketplace telling you that they are trying to hoard as much pristine collateral as possible. And the reason they're trying to hoard as much pristine collateral as possible is because they're worried about the not pristine collateral potentially taking a haircut, going down in value. And why would that happen? Because the for a variety of reasons. I mean, number one, the whole system could implode, and that's what the market's seeing and saying, wait, I don't want anything that's going to take a haircut. And the best collateral to have in an implosion would be T-bills. And another thing that he mentioned is rehypothecation. And you guys know from watching my videos that there's actually a collateral multiplier. So collateral in repo and in the financial system is lent out. And it's lent out in a way where one T-bill can be lent to 20 different parties. And so it's basically fractional reserve collateral. And so in a time when there's more perceived risk, you're going to have a lower collateral multiplier and therefore hoarding of that collateral that's actually underlying all of the rehypothecation and therefore more repo fails. So I just wanted to explain that to everyone because we brought it up briefly on a previous video. And obviously I think it's something that we should all be paying very, very close attention to. And I'll try to do more stories on it as the week progresses and we get more information. But another thing that I want to encourage all of you to do is check out this live stream that is happening at 4 p.m. So just 11 minutes from now. And I'm actually going to be on I'm not going to be on the live stream, but I'll be in the chat. I'll be watching this intently. Two of my favorites, let's see, this is on Blockworks. So you guys got to check this out and just let them know in the chat if you wanted that you're coming over from the Rebel Capitalist Show or George Gaon. Here you go. Check this out. Joseph Wang is going to be talking to Jeff Snyder. This is going to be like the discussion of the century. I'm extremely excited for this. If you don't know, Jeff is someone that really believes the Fed isn't at the center of the dollar monetary system, where Joseph, he kind of sees things different. He thinks the Fed does have quite a bit of control over the dollar supply or maybe the dollar monetary system. I mean, that's a better way to say it, at least domestically. And if you don't know Joseph used to work at the Fed. He was on the New York Fed's trading desk. So he actually did quantitative easing. He did all the stuff that we were talking about where the Fed's is a counterparty in the repo transactions. We were talking about primary dealer banks before. But, you know, you guys know from watching the videos that the Fed has a standing repo facility. They have the reverse repo facility. Joseph was managing all of those transactions directly. So I'm super, super stoked to watch this myself. So I'd encourage all of you guys to head over there as soon as we get off this live stream and watch this. I'll probably do a reaction video on this. All right, guys, as always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you on the next video.